to deny the right to any human being to argue against any thought is a breach of human rights, is a breach of freedom of speech, which France, French Parliament has done so, and yesterday the French Senate has endorsed it. Well, the fact that only a small minority of the parliamentarians in the Assemblée Nationale, the French Parliament, also shows that the French public opinion, or the French Parliament actually, as a majority, doesn't endorse it, but only a small minority. So I think the French government...
The French Parliament voted this, so you can't say, oh, just a minority endorses it. You know, this is the voice of the people. They voted. It's the way a parliament works. It's a bill that was a very similar bill that was actually about to be introduced by the Socialist Party. So this is even a bipartisan bill.
But can I
and
ask
again,
you,
it is
how
European
many seats,
legislation.
How many seats are there in the French Parliament altogether?
579?
Well, do you know how many people accepted that this latest resolution? Only 40-something.
But they held mandates from the others. Again, this is the way French Parliament works. You do not have this all the MPs voting on every bill during every division in the British Parliament. This is argument. This is not...
Yes, but
the French Parliament voted for it.
Yes, but you cannot accuse a whole nation or a whole nation's history or suppress freedom of speech by the votes of 40 people, can you?
This is this nonsense about freedom of speech. There are things you do not...
It's not nonsense.
This is European law. This is European law.
But then European law is also wrong.
Why do you want to join the European Union?
Well, I don't. I mean, Turkish people want to join the European Union because they think, they have a perception that the European Union promotes freedom of speech rather than suppressing it. That's the idea.
Apparently, you have much more freedom of speech in Turkey than we have in the European Union.
No, I don't argue. I don't argue that we have much more freedom of speech in Turkey. We have a lot of faults as far as freedom of speech and freedom of expression is concerned. I'm not arguing against it, but to tell Turkey that you don't have enough high standards to join European Union as far as human rights, freedom of speech is concerned, and on the other side to suppress yourself the freedom of speech is a conflicting opinion, isn't it?
I'm going to tell you something about joining the European Union, and I actually was of I didn't have an especially serious opinion about whether the massacre of Armenians at the beginning of the 20th century was genocide or just a horrible massacre. We do know that Armenians were massacred. I know that there are divergences among historians on how many Armenians were massacred, but we do know that the large emigration of Armenians from Turkey was due to massacres aimed at Armenians. What was fascinating is I started being invited in debates by the BBC, actually. It's not the first time this happens. And what fascinated me was how impossible it was to have this discussion. I have in front of me a statement by Prime Minister Erdogan on Nicolas Sarkozy and on France, and it says that France committed genocide in Algeria and that we killed 15% of the Algerian population and we put them in ovens in 1945. Well, you know, we know about the massacres at Siti, for instance, in 1945, because there are French historians who've written about it. Instead of being put to jail, they were given jobs at the Sorbonne. And what really fascinates me is how difficult it is to introduce a sort of sane discussion about this, because you immediately, I mean you, I don't mean you actually, but the debate immediately becomes completely unreasonable.
Yes, well, let's make...
We
let's,
did not
let me
put
make...
Armenians in... We did not put Algerians in ovens, and the oven image is directly borrowed from the Holocaust. And, you know, I've quoted the denial of Holocaust because it's part of European legislation.
Well, let me
but
make something
accusing the French like that is just sort of taking the debate away. And I've become rather sort of more radical on this precisely because of the arguments that I heard. When your president attacks Nicolas Sarkozy's father in his recent speech, I think it was yesterday, you think these are not grown-up arguments. Grow up.